The Philadelphia Orchestra has had a composer in residence for the last 2 years, writing a new piece. It's premiering at the Kimmel Center with performances through Sunday. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that Healing Tones is a spiritual work that delivers a warning to humanity.
It starts with a shofar.
The first kick in the butt at the beginning, I guess.
This is Audrey Glickman, the shofar player.
That's what a shofar does. We call people to action.
A shofar is a ram's horn, traditionally used in Jewish synagogues to mark the start of Rosh Hashanah. Glickman came all the way from Pittsburgh to play it. She's a member of the Tree of Life Synagogue. That was the site of a mass shooting last October. 11 people were killed. Glickman was actually there when it happened. She was leading a morning prayer when the congregation was ambushed by gunmen. She survived. And she was asked to come to Philadelphia and play the shofar with the orchestra.
How could we refuse? It's our honor to come and do this. And the shofar is a call to action. We are working on making a call to action come out of the shooting.
As far as Glickman knows, this may be the first time a shofar has ever been performed with an orchestra. The piece is called Healing Tones, a new work by Hannibal Lokumbe, the orchestra's composer-in-residence. The work is in three parts, which Lokumbe calls veils.
Because you can move one step forward in your understanding of something on Monday, and on Tuesday, recede 20 steps backwards. But when a veil of understanding is lifted from your consciousness, you're never the same.
The first part, the first veil, is called Tones of Peace.
It's very placid, very soothing. The choir represents the ancestors who spoke through me to write the piece.
Lokumbe, who's based in Texas, has been a jazz recording artist for decades under the name Marvin Peterson. He traveled often to Philadelphia over the last 2 years to write this piece. The second part of the piece is Tones of War. It's about destruction. It's about finding the place inside you where hate lives.
There's some parts in it, some instrumentational parts in it that are terrifying. As a human being, I found it unfortunate to have to write it because it reminded me that spiritually, as a race of beings, we're struggling with things that should have been resolved ages ago. Ages ago.
The piece is written for orchestra and choir. The director of the choir is J. Donald Dumpson, music minister at Philadelphia's Arch Street Presbyterian Church.
There's a moment in the performance where there are actually gunfires, you know, just a very intense moment that really is about eradicating the pain that we cause each other.
Hannibal Lokumbe says he didn't really write this so much as listen to the voices of ancestors who guided him to write this.
There's a section where I personally want to destroy that part of me that would be drawn to anger or to fear. Ultimately, it addresses the war that is in us as individuals.
The Philadelphia Orchestra's performances of Healing Tones continue through Sunday. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.